This classic episode of the Children's Bible Hour is from 1985.
Hi, everybody. It's time for another visit with all your friends from the Children's Bible Hour.
Boys and girls for Jesus, this our earnest prayer. Boys and girls for Jesus, home, at school, at play, and everywhere. We'll tell the world of life in Jesus. He is all our song. There's all you need in Jesus. Won't you come?
Uncle Charlie.
Hi, Uncle Charlie.
Well, good morning, everyone, or good afternoon, or maybe even good evening. It all depends on when you hear our visit on your station. And that reminds me, have you ever called or written your radio station and thanked them for carrying Children's Bible Hour? If not, I think it would be a great thing to do this coming week. Well, here we are in the middle of July already. Oh, I hate to think of it, but summer is almost half over. I don't know about you, but summertime is smile time for me. Say, speaking of smiling, that's what our cousins' first songs are all about. Did you know that it takes less work to smile than it does to frown? That's right. Our cousins start out with a bright song from a new children's musical, and the song simply says, smile.
If there's joy in your heart, let your face.
That brand new song reminds me of an old-timer that says, you can smile anytime, anywhere.
You can smile when you can say a word. You can smile when you cannot be heard. You can smile when it's cloudy or fair. You can smile anytime, anywhere. You can smile when you can say.
Usually, when we hear from a trumpeter, we hear from Todd. Well, today, Todd has two friends from his church with him, Randy and Cale. And these three young teenagers are playing a medley I'm sure you'll enjoy.
Thank you.
Robin is with us again today, and I think since we don't have television, it would be nice to if you would tell the boys and girls what you're wearing today. What are these called?
Farmer jeans.
Farmer jeans. Well, now, are you a farmer?
No.
You don't live on a farm?
No.
Have you ever visited a farm?
No.
Oh, I'll bet you have. Have you ever seen any cows?
Yes.
What does a cow say?
Moo moo.
Moo moo. What other kind of animals have you seen?
Pigs.
What do the pigs say?
Oink, oink.
Do you think you'd like to feed the pigs?
Yeah.
Do you?
I don't even know if they have teeth, whatever I'm saying.
Well, I think they have teeth because they must have to if they're going to eat. But listen, your song today says, "If I were only bigger." Why don't you sing that for us? Even though it's early in our visit, let's take time right now to bow our heads and let's pray together.
Bow your heart, let the Savior speak. This moment deep all to Him.
Lord Jesus, we do thank You that we can look forward to that time when, if we're little boys and girls, we'll be bigger and we can serve You. Oh, but help us to remember that right now we can serve You and love You. And above all, right now, we can invite You into our hearts and lives to live there forever. So, Lord Jesus, I pray right now for all the boys and girls who are listening, and especially for those who have never trusted You as Savior. May they do so even right now. May they open their hearts and let the Lord Jesus come in. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
You'll be blessed, find rest, you'll get strength to serve through the miracle, the power of prayer.
One thing we don't have to wait until we are bigger for, and that is to trust the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. Here come our three nieces, Amy, Missy, and Melinda, with a beautiful song to follow our prayer time. Open your heart, let Him in.
Open your heart and let Him in. God will remove all your sorrow and sin. He may not pass this way again. So open your heart and let Him come in.
We've been interviewing various ones on Children's Bible Hour, and we've had a word with Amy and Melinda, so that leaves Missy. Missy, how old are you?
I'm 14.
And you are going into?
The ninth grade.
At what school?
Zealand Christian.
And you have a family?
Mm-hmm. I have two brothers and one sister.
What are your brothers' names?
Alan and Mark, and my sister's Jolene.
Now, Jolene and Alan, what was special about them as far as Children's Bible Hour is concerned?
They sing in the choir.
Right. So you're the third one of the family to sing, and we really appreciate the involvement of our families. Missy, tell us a little bit about when you accepted the Lord. You were quite young, right?
I was six, and I was at my house, and my dad just asked me if I wanted to be saved, and I said yes, so we went into his room. And
you asked the Lord to come into your heart?
Yeah.
Right. It's great to be part of a Christian family where others care about you. Well, thanks, Missy. It's good to know a little bit more about you. And now let's hear from Mary Beth with a good scripture and song.
Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. I'm not alone, for my Father is with me. With me wherever I go, speaking words of faith, of courage and of love. He's with me, he loves me wherever I go. Waking in the morning and getting ready for school, walking down the road, in the class, at work, or at play, he's with me, he loves me wherever I go.
Are you using Keys for Kids? You aren't? Well, you're really missing something wonderful. Now, I'm not saying that just because we publish it. I'm saying that because that's what others tell us. Keys for Kids is our daily devotional designed to be read to or by boys and girls of school age. There's a story for every day, a suggested scripture reading, a how about you section where you can apply what you read to your own life, a verse to memorize, and a key phrase for the day. It's all free for the asking. Oh, help with printing and postage is appreciated, but not necessary. So write and ask for Keys for Kids, and we'll send it out to you. Get your letter in the mail this week for sure. Here's where to write. Uncle Charlie, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's Uncle Charlie or Children's Bible Hour, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. Our story today is called Different Gifts. Are you in a family where one brother or sister likes school and another has a hard time? One is good at math, perhaps, and the other likes to build things instead? We're all different, aren't we? And that's what our story, Different Gifts, is all about. Before the story, let's have some go-along-with-the-story music. First up is Darren with a song that tells us that no matter what our talents may be, we should brighten the corner where we are.
Do not wait until some deed of greatness you may do. Do not wait to shed your light afar. To the many duties ever near you now be true. Brighten the corner. Your talent
As I was reading the story over earlier this week and picking the music for today's program, I couldn't help but think of a song sung many years ago by a little girl named Vicky, who was just 4 years old at the time. Now she's a junior in high school. I remembered that Vicky's song said something about, "If the Lord makes you a plumber, be a plumber for the Lord." We've never been able to find the music for this song, but because everything we've ever sung is captured on tape, we dug out this old tape from the early 1970s because it goes so well with the story. Listen.
If the Lord makes you a plumber, be a plumber for the Lord. If the Lord makes you a drummer, be a drummer.
Don't go away, kids. It's story time.
Our story today, written especially for the Children's Bible Hour by Barbara Westberg, is entitled Different Gifts.
What did you get, Mark?
Just a minute, Matt. Give me time to get it open. Oh, great. It's a chess set. A neat one, too. Thanks, Mom. Thanks, Dad. Mr. Boland told me last week I should join the school's chess club.
Now it's your turn, Matt. Open your present.
I wonder what it is. It sure is heavy.
I'm so glad the Lord blessed us with twins. It may be twice as expensive, but it's also twice as much fun.
Hurry up, Matt. What is it?
Oh, look. A toolbox and a set of carpenter tools. Great. Just what I've been wanting.
With all the hints you've dropped, I don't know how we ever guessed.
How would you like a job, Mr. Carpenter?
Me? I'd love it. Have you got a job for me, Gramps?
Well, there are some boards on the porch of my house that need to be replaced. You think you could give me a hand with that?
Sure, I'll be glad to.
Now, before we cut the cake, we'd better sing happy birthday to our twins. The best gift God ever gave me.
Oh, now, just a minute. What about your husband? God gave me to you, too.
No, pardon me, sir. The twins are one of the best gifts God ever gave me.
I'll agree to that. All right, let's sing.
Happy birthday to you.
I'm out on the porch, Mark.
Guess what, Dad?
Hmm?
I was elected class president.
Well, congratulations, Mr. President.
We're having a class meeting tomorrow, so I better go study up on, what's the name of that book of rules for conducting business?
Oh, that's Robert's Rules of Order.
That's it. I think I'll run down to the library.
That's a little heavy for a seventh grade class meeting, isn't it?
Maybe not. Anyway, it never hurts to be prepared.
Oh, hey, where's Matt? I need him to help me refinish this old desk.
He had to stop at his shop class and pick up something.
Mm.
He should be here any minute. I'm off to the library. See you later. Oh, here's Matt now.
Hi, Dad. Look what I've got.
Let me see. Hey, bookends. Very nice, Matt. Say, you did a fantastic job on these.
They're for Mom's birthday.
She'll love them. Say, do you have a little time to help me refinish this old desk here?
Sure, I'd like to.
Here's some sandpaper. This is the tedious part, stripping off all the old finish. I always like all the help I can get for this job. Mark tells me he was elected class president today.
Yeah.
That's quite an honor, I'd say.
Yeah, I guess so.
You don't sound very excited about it.
Oh, Mark.
Oh, hey, here comes your mother. If you don't want her to see those bookends until her birthday, you'd better hide them.
Happy birthday, dear Mom. Happy birthday to you.
Ah, 3 birthdays in 1 month. That's almost enough to bankrupt me.
Thanks, everyone, for the gifts. Every gift is perfect, and each one gives me part of the giver. I know you spent many hours making these lovely bookends, Matt and Mark. You must have saved your allowance for several weeks to pay for this magazine subscription.
It's a neat magazine, Mom. I read it at the school library.
Now, Don, I have a pretty good idea what you're telling me by giving me a new waffle iron.
Remember, blueberry waffles, those are my favorites.
How could I forget? And, Grandpa, the flowers are beautiful. How like you to give me flowers.
We'll just take time to smell them, Margie. Take time to smell them.
I certainly will. Now, who's going to serve the cake?
Anyone home?
We're in the living room, Mark.
We got our report cards today. Look.
Straight A's. Fantastic,
wow,
Mark.
Oh, that's great.
Is it all right if I go over to Brad's? We're working on a project for the science fair.
That's fine. Just be sure you're home in time for supper.
Where's Matt? I've got a message for him.
He came in with me. He must have gone to his room. I'll be back for supper.
No doubt. Never want to miss a meal, do you? Matt? Son, may I come in?
I suppose so.
Are you sick, Matt?
No, sir.
Well, how was your day?
So-so. I suppose you want to see my report card.
Well, I'd like to, but that's not really what I came
here
for.
Here it is. 3 B's and 2 C's. Oh, yeah, and 1 A in shop.
Hey, not bad, not bad.
And not good, either. Mark got straight A's, and I didn't even make the honor roll.
Hey, making the honor roll, that's very nice, but it isn't the most important thing in life. Matt, your mother and I are proud of Mark.
I know. He's the class president.
Let me finish, please. As I said, we're proud of Mark, but we're just as proud of you. Even though you're twins, you are very different. Mark is smart. He loves to read and study. You
are stupid.
Matt, don't ever, ever let me hear you say that again. And please stop interrupting me.
Yes, sir.
You are smart, too, but in a different way. Who helped me refinish the desk?
I did.
Who fixed Mark's bike when it was broken?
I did, but there really wasn't much wrong with it.
You have abilities that Mark doesn't have. Remember the parable of the talents Jesus told in Matthew 25? We read it last week in devotions.
I remember. One servant got 5 talents. Mm-hmm. One got 2, and the other one got 1. God must have given Mark 5 and me 1.
For your birthday, we gave Mark a chess set. We gave you a set of tools. Did it make you mad because we gave you different gifts?
Of course not. What would I do with a chess set?
And God gives each Christian different talents, too. James 1:17 tells us every good gift, every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights. Remember what your mother said about the gifts we gave her?
I think so. She said something like, each gift gave her a part of the giver?
Right. And each gift God gives us is, well, it's sort of part of himself. He's sharing his talents with us. Your ability to make and repair things is very much a part of God. Remember, he's the creator. Don't belittle your gifts, Matt, just because they're not like your brother's. Thank God for whatever gifts he has given you and share them with others. Hey, that reminds me, I have a message for you.
A message? What is it?
Gramps wanted me to remind you that he needs your help replacing the old boards on his porch. He wondered if you'd have time to work on it right now for a while.
Sure I do. Tell Mom I'll be back for supper.
I'm sure you will, son. That's one way you boys are exactly alike. Each of us needs to be reminded that we are special to God. God never makes any junk. You have a talent. Use it for the Lord. If you do not use it, you will surely lose it. You have a talent. Use it for the Lord. Hey, don't forget to write for Keys for Kids. It's yours for the asking. Help with printing and postage is appreciated, but not necessary. Here's where to write. Uncle Charlie, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's Uncle Charlie or Children's Bible Hour, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. Goodbye now. God bless you.